USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the American economy will fight back from the coronavirus pandemic.
This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know.
He spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. As states start to reopen their economy, a national health expert is urging caution. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden said on Fox News Sunday, different states are in different places with this virus. He says, for example, with New York,
we are at the end of the beginning. In some other places of the country, it hasn't yet hit in full force.
Frieden says he understands people wanting to get out from under lockdown orders, but is warning that reopening too soon could lead to multiple waves of the virus. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The House has passed a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. Now that states are starting to open back up, Senate Republicans want to hold off on putting together the next relief package, at least for a couple of weeks, until they can see how things are going and where the greatest needs are. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is criticizing them, saying there's no time to waste.
They may think it's okay to pause, but people are hungry across America. Hunger doesn't take a pause.
Senate Republicans are resisting the $3 trillion package that just passed the House, saying there are items in it that aren't directly related to the virus. Republican Senator Mike Lee with some of the items he opposes in the bill.
This bill that they passed really is a progressive wish list of sorts for Democrats. It contains the word cannabis more than it contains the word jobs. It provides amnesty for illegal aliens and also stimulus checks for illegal aliens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As millions of out-of-work Americans file for unemployment benefits, some of the money is reportedly going to a foreign crime ring, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The New York Times is citing a memo from the U.S. Secret Service saying agency investigators believe a well-organized group could be operating out of Nigeria. The report claims the group may have personal data on millions of people from Social Security numbers to other information that was obtained through earlier hacking events. The coronavirus relief monies are then being directly deposited by a state's unemployment office into scam accounts that the ring has set up. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball will have huge losses, even with a shortened season. USA Radio's John Hunt has the numbers.
Major League Baseball told players their prorated salaries would contribute to an average loss of $640,000 for each game over an 82-game season in empty ballparks, according to a presentation from the commissioner's office. Painting a picture of a $10 billion industry shut down by the contagion, the 12-page document, Economics of Playing Without Fans in Attendance, is an initial step in negotiations aimed at starting the delayed season around the 4th of July. Teams say the proposed method of salvaging a season delayed by the coronavirus would still cause a $4 billion loss. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.